Oh, white guys. Yeah, I think as guys generally, we can be silly. I think testosterone makes you really silly and unable to kind of see multiple sides of an argument. So that's what I'm going to preface this with. Just that comment about guys in general. But I guess I'm recording this podcast just to get some kind of outlet that isn't going back and forth with someone online that I already feel like thinks way differently than me and isn't probably not even thinking. I think the thing that I always default to when I have online arguments with people is like, look, this dude's like on his lunch break and is like munching a poke bowl while staring at some chick's ass and making a comment under a video that pertains to racism on the first day of Black History Month. And this is a dude, this is like a Williamsburg style white dude. Anyway, if you go to my Instagram, there's a video that I posted of basically a cop harasses two black people. Long story short, he harasses two black people. He's ordering one of the guys filming his cousin, I believe, being harassed, and he's telling him to go inside. And he doesn't follow the order and continues to film. The cop comes over on his porch around a barrier. So the guy wasn't within 10 feet. The cop had to take a lot of steps over to the guy to handcuff the guy while he's saying, "Not arresting, not res I'm not resisting." And the body of this post contains information about the cop that the cop's been in repeated what do you call it? Repeated confrontations. So this isn't his first time in this kind of situation. But there's like the white guy, and this is where I had to give my props to Amanda Seales. I felt like her special was like a little too written, and her audience was like just completely bought into every single thing she said, and it made it like not very funny and more like a speech. But she said this one thing: they're white people, and they're people who happen to be white. And I think one of the defining characteristics is like white people are really down to defend whiteness really immediately. And even if it like looks like a situation in which you wouldn't want to, like this isn't a clean cop. This is like basically a dirty cop. He's probably gonna get suspended because he's had maybe, you know, if things are fair. I don't know if they'll go that way. But the cops had, you know, multiple times of harassing people. He shot a black kid in the back, I believe the post said. I'm not looking at it right this second. But yeah, I just find it weird that, like, okay, not weird, but it's just so obvious, and it's so white to be like, oh, I don't like how this is put under the guise of Black Lives Matter. It does a disgrace to that movement. It's under the guise of false allyship. And you think we can't tell? You already look like a Chad, dude. And he was like, "Oh, you're saying I'm just a privileged white kid without saying it." And it's like, I don't need to say it. That was my point. Go and read my post on, or let me read them back to you. I don't know if that'll make things interesting for me to read them back to you, but it'll kind of help me diffuse some of this energy, because the last thing I really want is to kind of, on the first day of Black History Month, to just give a white guy something. So here's the body of the post. So, black man being harassed is the video. Go look for yourself and judge for yourself. Body of the post says, "I'm a black man born and raised in Oakland, California, who was physically attacked by Vallejo PD officer David McLaughlin last Tuesday." McLaughlin, by the way, should be added to the list of names. Like, if your last name is McLaughlin, like, you can't be a cop. You can't, because it just sounds racist, okay? Last Tuesday, it's Black History Month, babies. In researching my situation, I learned that McLaughlin has been involved in lawsuits related to his brutality, including the fatal shooting of Jeffrey Barboa on August 3rd, 2018. I don't know if that man is black or white with the fatal shooting. "McLaughlin grabbed me, smashed my face against the wall, and then swung my body. This is excessive use of force. You can see it in the video, knocking my head into a wooden pillar, causing a concussion. He put handcuffs on my wrist so tight they broke the skin and caused my fingers to go numb, all the while telling me to stop resisting, which is like the racist. If your last name is McLaughlin, your middle name is Stop Resisting. His name is David Stop Resisting McLaughlin, which Stop Resisting is like stop hitting yourself. That's like the police form of that. Stop resisting. Stop resisting. I'm not resisting. I'm afraid of you. You have a gun. I'm not resisting. This is a grown man. He's military. He's a Marine. He's not resisting arrest. He's never been arrested. Never been convicted, rather. He put handguns all about telling me I'm not resisting. I'm a Marine, he goes on to say, and was honorably discharged when I completed my service. Good for you. I have no convictions on my record. I'm not on parole or probation. I own my own home. I was on the porch of this home when McLaughlin pulled his pistol on my cousin, saying my cousin looked like someone who he saw speeding earlier. My cousin was sitting on his motorcycle in front of my house. Probably Chad. I'm going to call him Chad because he looks like a Chad, and I don't mean that as an insult. I wish I looked like a Chad too, because I'd go around being racist and not giving a fuck and just fucking bitches and going skiing. Like, this guy probably does. I don't know his life. I just know that, like, it's the first day of Black History Month, and you don't have any black friends to tell you not to do what you're doing. So you're getting put on blast a little bit. My cousin was sitting on his motorcycle in front of my house. A gun had been pulled on him because he looked like someone the officer had seen speeding earlier. Obviously, the situation concerned me. From roughly 20 feet away, you can see the fact that officer has to put away his gun, walk past the suspect that he's drawn the gun on. By the way, you're a bad cop. If it was a movie, the guy on the motorcycle who you pulled the gun on would have shot you in the head, and then you'd be done. And then they would have buried your body in the basement. First of all, you're bad at being a police officer. Second of all, you're a racist. And at least be like a good police officer, like good at your job, and racist. You already got a gun out. That guy's got a camera phone. No need for anything. You have the right, okay, blah, blah, blah. From roughly 20 feet away with a railing between myself and the officer, I started filming with my phone. You have the right to film a police officer in action as long as you're not a threat or preventing him from doing his job. From 20 feet away, no one's preventing him from doing his job. He was on a porch that the officer had to walk around to arrest him, so he couldn't have been a threat, right? The officer told me to go in my house. Don't have to. I chose to stay on my porch. See, that's the thing. You can disobey orders from police if they're unlawful. I chose to stay on my porch and film because the situation was concerning. My camera panned and tilted, but I did not step off the porch. Good for you. At that point, Officer McLaughlin approached me, as you see in the video. If you're black, apparently, if you're white and you wear boat shoes, you can't see the. It's hard. You have to really squint to see the racism here. Then he goes on to say, why holster your gun to come put your hands on me if my cousin and I are a threat? This unfortunate circumstance put me in a situation where if I was to defend myself, then I would have been a hashtag, or worse, my death would have been ignored or excused on the premise of McLaughlin's irrational fear. Officer McLaughlin should not be allowed to continue abusing his power. This is a true story, and I feel it's my responsibility to share it. Full post on Facebook. So you have the usual people freaking out about it, da 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 da. I already kind of like checked someone for just being like crazy. I'm just trying to get to where people start saying crazy stuff. So one guy said, I liked his post. He said, this new breed of police personnel are licensed gangsters. They simply want to be police officers so that the laws protect them from being arrested. By the way, a friend of mine told me about a friend of hers that she stopped hanging out with because for that exact reason. She was already a violent, mentally unstable person who had a grudge against someone of color who had robbed her some time ago and then joined the police off. Took a pay cut to join the police force to, you know, get their power back. And it's a woman, too. So, I mean, the male feminist part of me is like, you go, girl. You go get your power back by harassing black teenagers or Hispanic teenagers or whatever it is. And anyway, Melissa Duke, this is a black woman. See, I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm not completely on the side of every person of color. Melissa Duke says in response to Pintipur, who's a white guy or a white appearing guy, she says, no, they're all descendants of the, this is all in caps, by the way. She says, no, they're all descendants of the KKK. They joined the force just so they can continue to brutalize and kill black people like they did back in the day. You basically said what he said, except you added crazy and nonsense to it. You didn't need to say that, Melissa Duke. That didn't serve any purpose whatsoever. And I responded, with, no, his comment made more sense, to be honest. And she said, okay, but that's just my opinion because to me, that's the way I see it. Yeah, but you can't confuse. They're not all the descendants of the KKK. So you didn't add anything. You subtracted something. You subtracted like a sensibility that we're trying to bring to this. I understand it's very emotional, but we don't want to get reactive. So this guy who's just like, again, like, why is it always the whitest looking dudes that have these very white opinions? This motherfucker is white. This motherfucker has in his picture, I don't know which one he is, because it's Jake Toff Hosselton, which, by the way, Jake, that's white. Topf is his middle name, I guess, or you know, maybe it's a hyphenated, but they didn't let him put the hyphen in there. Jake T-O-P-F Topf Hosselton, whitest name ever. He might be Hispanic, I don't know, but he looks white appearing. And he's standing next to a guy in like a kind of wide brimmed, almost, I'm not going to go country, but like a wider brimmed hat than a fedora. So definitely in that country realm. And the other guy is wearing a fedora, and one of them's wearing like kind of a pink, golf shirt. And the other one's wearing a purple sort of golf shirt. And it looks as though both of them have these polo shirts tucked into their pants, spelling that these are two of the whitest people that you've ever seen. By the way, we should capture these people and try and like kind of ET style, like study them and understand like how they're so white and see if we can mine that. See if we can mine their whiteness and sort of distribute it equally among the free people of color so that their credit score can raise and you can get a loan from the bank. So Topf Hosselton, Jake Topf Hosselton said, the difference is unnecessary, what do you call it? Where you put the dashes to denote another thought, that's not what those dashes are for, but fine, this is the internet, let me not nitpick. The difference is he asked you to take a step back, just take a step back. No, he said go in the house. He wanted him to go in the house. He was on his porch. He didn't need to take a step back. He was 20 feet away. Or 15. Or you can call it 8 steps. Whatever you want to call it. 8, 10 steps around a porch. That's already back. Anyway, so I responded with the difference between what and what. He was on his porch. And Topf Hosselton said, difference is cooperating. Officer said, take a step back. Reply, nope. If it was me, I would have taken a step back. If it were you, you wouldn't have been in that situation because you're a white dude and your pink polo shirt wouldn't have set the officer off. These are black men, like black-looking black men, I think, because I took a look at the guy's profile. He looks black. I think he has dreads. He looks like a big dude. He's a Marine, too. So this guy, here's this guy. His name is Charlie Diebolt. But his name is Charismatic, spelled Charizzmatik, which change that name. It's the douchiest, change it. This is what people do when they're 16, come up with those like cute little names, you know? Okay, so Charismatic says, exactly. And to frame this under the guise of hashtag Black Lives Matter, no one said hashtag Black Lives Matter, is really an insult to that movement. You're not defending the movement. And I said, this is super transparent fake ally shit. And Charismatic said, I'm not, oh, he had deleted his comment, of course. Oh, wait, I think he had a separate comment. Damn, man, this is why I don't like to post stuff like this. Because this puts me at the center of this, and I don't really understand that. Okay, so this was Charismatic's first comment 46 minutes ago, and then he started to look for more white allies under the post to ally with, rather than on the first day of February. Probably doesn't know what that is. Fuck! I forgot it was Black History Month. Well, it's too late. Charismatic, let's just say his name one time, Charlie Diebold. It's just weird. It's just weird because, like, I think on a normal basis, maybe I'd, like, let it go or wouldn't even, like, post something like that. But since it's February 1st, I feel like it's significant to post things like this. So Charismatic Charlie Diebold says, I don't see the problem here. He disobeyed a direct request to stand back from a police officer. What's wrong with just doing what a police officer says? I mean, they're here to help us. He disobeyed a direct request to stand back from a police officer. First time in handcuffs can... This is... Look, you're a white dick. This is why you talk like this. And this is why, you know... Anyway. Maybe you'll get it. I don't know. This is what I have to say to you, Charlie Diebold, if you're listening to this. Everybody has, like, a hard time in their life, and everybody has to go through a time where they misunderstand what's going on in order to get to a place of understanding. And I see that in you. Because I think in order to even, you know, have this kind of fake ally thing, like, this is a disgrace to the Black Lives Matter movement because this is not the same as Eric Garner. To even care about Eric Garner, you have to be somewhat wanting to be an ally. I just think you're incredibly misguided. And if on February 1st, you're trying to go in and white-splain, you're like so out of touch that it's ridiculous, and you don't, and it's like you're a joke. You're a joke to us. Like, please make your hair bigger. Please, like, be more white in your profile so that you just fit. You know what I mean? Because it would be the worst thing if I clicked on it and this dude was just like kind of like a beanie wearing stoner dude in the drug rug, and he was like, you know, doing what do you call it, hula hooping and doing flow arts and stuff like that. Because that type of dude would never make this post. It really takes skiing. By the way, let's ban skiing from the Olympics. Because something about when motherfuckers go skiing or snowboarding or something makes you come back and then you're like snowblind and then you can't see obvious racism in front of you. Even when someone types, hey, this officer has a history of police brutality. So he says, I don't see the problem here. He disobeyed a direct request to stand back from a police officer. First time in handcuffs can be a little jarring, I get it, but then you learn you can't do shit like this, idiot. Hey, happy February 1st. And I responded, by the way, I love me and I love the way I respond to things. I'm so cool and smart and funny. I responded to Charismatic again, that's CharizzMatik. And he looks exactly how you think he looks. He's so beautiful. He's so beautiful, and I really don't blame him, because if I was that beautiful and I had the kind of money like he smells like he's around, I wouldn't give a fuck about no niggers at all. I would see a dude get shot in the head, and I'd be a black dude get shot in the head, in the back of the head, and I'd be like, well, what did he do? I mean, did he follow the officer's orders? I'd be that ignorant, because that's what whiteness does. It makes you incredibly ignorant. All right, so Gabriel Mayers, NYC, says in response to this guy, you are the unofficial spokesperson for I Don't See a Problem Here. You're rocking their brand super hard. No one is surprised. In fact, all you needed to do was leave the letter I, and everyone would check your profile and go, oh yeah, this guy totally doesn't see a problem with this. Because I can't respond to it seriously. I can't be like, this is a teachable moment. It's not. This is Instagram. It's not a teachable moment. This is for lulls. This is for entertainment. This is for those of us who want to be educated. It's a source of education. But for most people, it's not that serious. This guy's arguing from his toilet, and so am I. And that's the way I treat it. So I'm going to make him feel ridiculous for posting this on this day. So ridiculous. And I made some nice story posts about it where I added pictures of him and it looks very funny. And Charismatic says, this is where I hurt his feelings, I guess. So you're saying I fit your stereotype of a privileged white kid without actually saying it. Good for you. Of course there are problems with this. The cop, then why'd you say you don't see a problem here? I mean, that was your words, right? I don't see the problem here. He disobeyed a direct request to stand back from a police officer. And then you're like, of course there are problems here. Because you realize you're fucking ridiculous. You probably didn't read the post. You're probably just like sitting around just, you know, well, white morning, white everyone. I'm just white again. Time to brush my white teeth with my white toothpaste and just enjoy my whiteness all day. And what's this? A black man being threatened by police? It's his fault. It's his fault. Wow.
Wow. On February 1st.
Even if you disagree, why wouldn't you see it as just like, if you're an ally, if you disagree, as like, I'm going to stay out of that. I think I disagree. I'm not sure. I'm going to stay out of that. Why? He doesn't follow me on Instagram. You know? Or maybe he unfollowed me. That's possible. But why? Why today do you feel justified in taking that position of being like, actually, there's no racism going on here. There's no problem here. Why would that be the first thing that you type under a video where obviously I'm posting it because I'm upset, the guy in the video is upset, and your first thing is like, let me bring a little whiteness to the situation. He didn't follow the police officer's orders. And everybody knows all of a police officer's orders need to be followed because they have our best interests in mind, right? Right, people? I think we can all agree. Shout out to Amanda Seale. I'd watch the goddamn special again. But it was just that, you know, going back to like really great comedians who have fallen or died. Like when I think about like a Bill Hicks or George Carlin or even, you know, the disgraced Louis C.K., it's not about like kind of feeding your audience exactly what they expect to hear and having them give you the validation. It's about losing them and then convincing them to come to your side through logic and reason and humor. Anyway, so Charismatic says, so you're saying I fit the stereotype of a privileged white kid without actually saying it, good for you. Of course, there are problems with this. The cop is probably racist to some degree, but this guy clearly went out of his way to provoke the cop. I found myself in very similar situations. You've never been in a similar situation because you white, son. You not only white, but you look like you sell white. That's how white you are. You look like you have a little rolling briefcase that you roll around with, and then and you got like a nice coat on. And when I say, hey, what do you do for a living? And you open it, and there's just whiteness in there, cause that's how white you are. That you have extra whiteness to sell. I want to buy some. Actually, I don't, cause it's like pure ignorance, and then it makes you very not funny and very not cool. Really. Of course there are problems with this, he says. The cop is probably racist to some degree, but this guy clearly went out of his way to provoke the cop. Nope, he was scared because the guy pulled a gun to his cousin's back while he was on his motorcycle. The cop had already, let me go watch the video real quick. But I think the cop had already blocked the driveway with his car. Yeah. The cop had already blocked the driveway with his car. He has his gun drawn, but down. Great, great police work there by not having the gun pointed at every black person you see. Damn, I got 42 comments on this bitch. Anyway, here we go. He just said something super white. I didn't read that comment yet, but I'll get there. I found myself in very... Let me read it in the chat voice now. I found myself in very similar situations, and I learned the hard way to obey the law. Seems like this guy is learning that as well. You're so white. Yemj, who is a super hot Hispanic-appearing woman, not to objectify you physically, but you're very beautiful. Yemj says, you are white and you're privileged. End of story. Zat. Exact. And this is where white dudes especially can't take it because they've never had their opinion invalidated before. Do you know what I mean? They've never had to shut up. Anyway, so he goes, charismatic goes, so my opinion doesn't matter because I'm white? How does thinking like that help end racism? YMJ says, I'm not racist. All I said is that you're privileged. Yeah, so he goes on to say more things, but I just wanted to read that because it was just like really silly, and you can see how immediately he like turned, you know, because he comes in hot. I don't see a problem here. You should have taken a step back, idiot. Like, way to triple the fuck down, white bra, with your whiteness. That's just mad white. I'm a big fan of Theo Von. Theo Von is like from Mississippi and he's like white, but even he's not that white, man. That's you can only get that white with money, man. You do what I mean? That's why I can't even be mad at like the poor Trump supporters, because they happen to be white, and then like white people with money are like, yeah, you're white too. And it's like, you have to have at least like $3,000 in the bank to be white. Do you know what I mean? In a real way. Other than that, you're just like not getting shot by the cops. And that's not that way. Anyway, Tinarita _M said to Charismatic, the direct request that was made specifically out of fear of the man on the porch who was 10, count him, 10 feet away. I mean, yeah, you can count by the number of steps. He says 20 feet away. But it looks like the guy, it takes about 10 steps towards him. But I mean, he's an adult man. He doesn't walk one foot at a time. He wasn't involved except for recording. And clearly the officer felt uncomfortable with that. And to have the black Marine watching as well. Technically, the dude probably was on his own porch. And the cop just didn't want any interference, which recording from a distance isn't. Yeah, if you're on your own property, guess what? Cops can't be like, hey, get back inside. They can do that if they're trying to save you from danger, but they certainly can't arrest you for it then if you don't. Right? Right. Anyway, the cop clearly instigated the entire thing out of fear from his own life, or fear of the entire experience, like being exposed on the internet. Let's sigh, exactly. Like, we don't see this. This is the problem with white dudes. The whiteness fills you with just this feeling that you are all-knowing and all-seeing. And you're not. And neither am I. You know? And this is why I have a problem with, like, what happened at the Capitol with the MAGA hat kids. It's like, we can't take the place of white people with that kind of, like, assuredness in our opinion. We have to, like, look at what's going on and being able to weigh things. And this guy came in super hot with the whiteness, called the guy an idiot after he'd been brutalized by the police. Even if you don't agree with what he did, you can at least agree that it's not fun to have excessive force used on you. And it is excessive force if you're on your porch and an officer's like, step back, and he's 10 feet away, 20 feet away, whatever you want to say it is. That's all excessive. He wasn't near. He wasn't approaching. He was behind a banister, in fact. So he couldn't approach. He didn't leave his porch. He's smart enough not to leave his porch. He needed to continue filming because these motherfuckers kill us. Because they scared. We're their boogeyman. And if they can get one of us, it'll make them feel like a sense of Woodrow Wilson pride. But anyway, we're fucking all your sisters. That's all I'm gonna say. So Tinarita goes on to say, by the way, Gabe, you're not helping with your fucking hilarious comment. She's not saying your opinion doesn't matter because you're white. She's saying, regardless, if you seem privileged, you are, because you white, dude. See the difference there? But your opinion is wrong anyway. LL the cop is clearly a fearful racist perpetuating the system of supremacy. Why does he threaten a guy on the porch at his presumably own home? It is his own home. He owns it. That's why he made that statement. Because any fucking white person in the South No, if you're on your own motherfucking porch, that's your property, motherfucker. You ain't telling me to go back in my house. It's only because it's like, and I understand the white idea. Like, just do what the police officer says. Believe me, that's what we want to do. None of us want to be shot. But he didn't want his cousin shot. That's the only reason he acted out of line with the cop. He didn't want his cousin shot and to not catch it on film. And for all we know, him interfering saved his cousin. For all we know, this cop has already, had a lawsuit against him for multiple lawsuits for police brutality. Shut up. I don't even know. So a white guy comes in again. Like, how come the white dudes that are like, that happen to be white dudes always look like, hey man, you want to burn one, or you want to chill, or you want to play some skee ball or something? And the white dudes always look like, hey, I'm gonna go golfing. I'm wearing a polo. I'm wearing khakis again. They always look like that, and they don't see any. They don't look in the mirror and go, oh my god, I've turned into one of those people that black people laugh at all the time. I'm a meme. Anyway, so Nerdy QWERTY says to Charismatic. This is a white dude who looks like he lives at Woodstock. Or like he lives on a grow farm, which I love dudes that look like that, because, like, by the way, if you're a white dude and you got like a crusty beard and you wear like, you know, shitty overwashed t-shirts and your hair is all like greasy and stuff like that, and you're just like a hippie or whatever, you're almost like trying to like get rid of your whiteness. You know what I mean? You're not taking advantage of it. You might be, you still have white privilege, of course, but you're not like shining it up. You know what I'm saying? You're not like putting on a suit and shit like that, being like, yo, I'm gonna fucking get this white, I'm gonna get this white privilege. Anyway, so he says to Charismatic, sorry, I've been a guy with a camera at that distance and have never been told to step back, nor have I been approached. I have been told to stay on the porch, and I did just what was shown on this video with no consequence. Yeah. So Tinarita says, we assume the dude on the bike is a friend or relative of the Marine, right? Charismatic, is recording your friend's interaction with a cop provoking now? The Marine was doing it for the protection of his friend, probably to watch out for any unlawful misconduct. The cop could have also said, sir, please don't step any closer, but because he said step back, and he said no, he's disobeying the law. Come on, dude. Clearly, the officer is overwhelmed and trying to keep power over the situation. Yeah. YMJ goes on, says to say, which is the main point, how is he interfering all the way from his porch? You call us porch monkeys, we stayed on the porch, and you still think we're interfering. And Tenerita says, and I can't read all the things. Yeah, right, that's what the fuck I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. Nerdy QWERTY goes on to say, by the way, shout out to you, Nerdy QWERTY, for being cool. What was the cop wearing a body cam? They gotta turn it on, which I don't understand. They can turn on and off their body cams? That's not a good system, if you can turn it on and off. Yeah, anyway, so pretty much I have like I have a million stories on my Schminstagram right now. Go check them out. Charismatic, the dude, what's his name, Charlie Diebold, he's a fucking sexy motherfucker. Looks like he has an iPhone 8 in that picture, which I'm a little disappointed in him, because I expected him to have like one of the new ones. Unless it is that one of the new iPhones? I don't know, that looks like an 8 to me. That's a vertical dual cam. I think that's the iPhone 8. With the gray back? I don't know. Anyway, if I was white, I would have the new iPhone every time it came out. I get two. I think you're being a little racist against... And it's so funny that it's all on the same day, you know, that, I didn't even mention this. There's a fan earlier, and I didn't even open it, because it's like, it's so weird that someone would want to send this to me on the first day of Black History Month. A fan of mine sent me a Facebook message, which, by the way, one of the reasons that I don't do Facebook. One of the reasons I don't do Facebook, it just seems nothing but trouble, says, Gabe, I want to address your previously claimed racism against all white individuals. I love the way he said that. Do you know what I mean? Let me say it again. Gabe, I want to address your previously claimed racism against all white individuals. You know, I've said to my friends before, if any black person in the United States, in the world, really, if any person of color manages to actually hate white people and white culture, then they've accomplished something. Since we've had hundreds of years of brainwashing to think that fucking the Rachel is the haircut of choice, in order to think that skin bleaching is a normal thing to want to do, in order to fucking think that white culture is cool and white people are just fucking, you know, just regular, just flesh-toned, and not fucking perpetuators of a fucking system of oppression that's been going on for hundreds of years, in which they're making movies about. Go see fucking The Black Klansman. They re-released it. Anyway, so he says, Gabe, I want to address your previously claimed racism against all white individuals. First, I think it is reactionary because white folk are not responsible, .. That's all it showed me of the message preview. And I just took a screen cap of it and reposted it as my story and wrote, I'm not responsible for reading these. Because around when Nazis were marching through Charlottesville, oh, I remember it. Oh, I remember. It was it 2016? Or was it 2017? My God, seems like so long ago. Nazi summer, they called it. I remember the feeling in the air. It was the smell of tiki torches, and people had just realized how in bed with racism this entire country is. I don't answer those messages anymore. Those messages from white people who seem to be like approaching me very calmly to correct me and white-splain to me, because, you know, ultimately they view me as just like a wild savage who's just grasping wildly at things. I'm uneducated. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm reactive, you know, and I think that's what he said, right? I do believe that's where he went to. But of course I'm reactive. First, I think it's reactionary because white folk are not responsible, .. Let's just assume we know what he was gonna say. I don't even need to open it. But here's the weird part. Oops, here's the weird part. The guy appears in my live stream. First thing he says is, hi, Gabe. And I say hi because I remember him from Live Me. He's a fan from Live Me. I haven't heard from him in, it must be about almost a year. 8 months to a year, something like that. A little bit of a weird guy. It's that Asperger's, and no insult to anyone with Asperger's, but it's like this kind of overly logical way of talking that lacks affectation. Do you know what I mean? It's like almost like someone's reading a textbook. So I asked a dear close friend of mine. I said, I don't have to open this, right? This guy came in my stream and asked if I was making any money, which is weird to ask someone. Hey, are you making any money? Not how is music going, but are you making any money? Weird. And then asked, how is your love life? And then someone in my stream addressed it and was like, hey, those are weird fucking questions to ask someone. And then he said back to them, thank you. Because oblivious. And I said to my friend who I'm getting counsel from, he used to be in my Live Me. Seemed weird then too. She says, I was just going to ask, how do you know this guy? And I said, that Asperger's logic vibe. She says, don't open it. Not worth it. Just going to piss you off. I said, true. She said, he's trying to white-splain. Ignore him. I said, doing my best. Seems like he's also trying to send me money. Yeah, sent me $10. He had sent me $10 through PayPal. after that. Then she said, that's a weird way to start an I want to give you money conversation. Welp, LOL. And I asked her, how much should it cost to whitesplain? And she said, like 50 a minute, because reparations. And it's the first day of Black History Month. He tried it. And she shared a post with me by Desus Nice that says, Desus Nice of the, you know, the infamous Bodega Boys podcast. As if you don't already know what Bodega Boys is. And as if you haven't already heard all the art and seen all the art that they've produced. Come on. Desus Nice says, happy Black History Month. We got to go extra hard because this might be the last one. Well, if there's a Black History Month, shouldn't there be a White History Month? All right. But, you know, thank you to Chad, to all the Chads out there for, you know, providing me with the content that I need to feel productive and creative and to ultimately make a living. Out of your ignorance will come truth, will come revelation. And, you know, the times, they are changing, as Bob Dylan once said. So get ready for it. Peace. Oh, by the way, of course, you know, rate and review and subscribe on wherever you're listening this to. If you're on Spotify or you're on some other platform listening, make sure to share this and tweet. Use the hashtag, what is it, No Bitch Ass Thoughts. That's the hashtag we're working with right now. I really like it. Or, you know, just hashtag the Gabriel Mayers podcast or Gabriel Mayers pod. And I'll find you. You can also at me. I'm on Twitter at Gabriel Mayers. That's M-A-Y-E-R-S. And Gabriel's spelled like how Gabriel is always spelled. Google should correct you on that. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. End.